All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, April 27th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you today and through the weekend here. We have MLB basically all day today, and we have a Mexico City game, which is always going to be very, very interesting how that plays out. We have a four-game NBA playoff slate, a three-game NHL playoff slate, 13-fight MMA card. We have Xfinity today and Cup Race tomorrow for NASCAR. And then we have four-game UFL slate today as well. So ton of DFS action coming at you. If you're not signed up with SaberSim, we have a five-day free trial. You can check us out, get access to all of these sports here over the weekend through the beginning of next week. So for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So appreciate you guys tuning in early in the morning here and kicking off your day with some DFS content. So I'm going to get the app pulled up here. We actually have no questions to get us started today. So I was going to do a demo of just building some MLB lineups here. For the five-game early slate, the Mexico City game is not on this slate. So a little bit more traditional type DFS here. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. I'll answer them as we go here while I walk through this MLB build. So first thing, I go over to my settings. Going to see that my build lineups button is grayed out. So first thing I need to do, make two adjustments to projections. Just small, minute adjustments here is going to unlock the build lineups button. I would always recommend building the most lineups you can, but for the sake of time here, I'm only going to build 500 lineups as opposed to 5,000. So we'll kick this off. Good time right now if you have your entries already reserved. Come over to the contest while the build is running. The build will run in the background here. If you are signed in to DraftKings on the same browser that you are using SaberSim, you could use this download template file from DraftKings button. It will auto-download the contest that you're playing, and then you could just drag and drop them into this field, or you can click it, and you'll get like a pop-up to select a file. So either way is fine. And then it'll basically look like this with the list of contests that you're playing. And then from there, I can come in and set a contest sim if I'm on the ultimate plan. So say I'm playing the $4.20 max, and I can right-click on the contest, click add contest sim. It's going to autofill all of the data that I need, and I'm going to click save. So let's see where we're at when I go back to my build. Looks like the build is complete. So great. So we get in here, we load up our lineups, and then first thing we want to do is run a contest sim. If you don't have contest sims, I would stick with SaberScore. I think SaberScore is a great sorting metric as well. Eric's asked, what happened to the Zurich Classic? I had to do 150 lineups manually, not an easy task. We don't support team format golf. It's just not something that our model is able to do at the moment here. We did have a banner up in the app that we put up earlier this week. I don't know if I still have it. I might have X'd it out here, but you should have seen like a we will not have sims or projections for the Zurich Classic. Sorry for the inconvenience. So it really just comes down to team format. You know, if you're playing like the Birdie Battle as well, which is our golf promotion, which if you guys aren't familiar with it, I'll just pull it up real quick. So pretty sweet. We're giving away two tickets to the Masters. There's still time to sign up here. You know, I could drop this link in the chat if anybody still needs to sign up. So if you go to the schedule here, and you know, this is probably good just like going forward. So like the Zurich Classic is X'd out because we don't support it. And they usually have like one other one. Maybe it's like a little bit later in the year, but it looks like we should have projections for all the rest of these. So just this 1 week, and we'll get right back at it next week. So apologies about that. Some of these formats are a little different, I'll say. All right, so pulling SaberSim back up. Let's go back to our build. And we have a question here about the contest sims. Basically, like, what contest percent do you recommend? I am in mostly 10% to first and 23% cash. Any suggestions of contest selection? We have an entire, you know, video dedicated to contest selection over on our YouTube channel. So if you go over to our YouTube, two videos to watch, the DFS Profit Plan. This is an overview of our contest selection framework that we recommend that our users follow. I'll drop this here in the YouTube chat and to you in Discord. And then we have a MLB specific version that just came out. This is like a little bit more updated here. So this is like within the last 3 weeks. So this is basically an update to that video, or just a sport specific version of it. So I would check out the DFS Profit Plan video if you just want to learn more about the basics of it. And then you can check out the MLB specific video to see how Jordan is recommending to apply it to your MLB contest selection, you know, this season. So we definitely have guidelines and want to help out our users there, because playing the right contests is more than half the battle most of the time here. But all right, so we got our lineups loaded up. We have our contest sim run here. I'm going to come in here and go and sort by the four-seamer contest sim. Risk-adjusted ROI is our recommendation here. And what I'm going to do, what I like to do, is scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 20 and then start adjusting my min uniques. Now, there are 10 players in an MLB lineup. I typically just like to auto adjust it to half, and that's going to bring me so min uniques of 5. Going to take me to lineup 29. I'm also going to sort by exposure here, see what my highest exposures are. It's already like pretty flat here. You know, if I look at like my leverages, you know, I'm not seeing anything like outrageous. So this is kind of a point people ask, like, hey, you know, what's the right min unique number? What should you use? Well, I like to sort by leverage and figure out, like, hey, you know, are the exposures I'm seeing, you know, agreeable to me? Like, am I comfortable with the exposures and the leverages that I'm seeing? To be honest, my personal risk tolerance, 5 looks fine. You know, you can go up to 6 if you want. You can go up to, you know, 7, it looks like, even here. So 6 takes us to lineup 60. Min uniques of 7 takes us to lineup 193. And I probably bet 7 is like the cap here. But basically, you know, kind of go through this process, right? Use your min uniques, adjust it, look at your leverages, look at your exposures, and settle on a number that seems comfortable for you. Like, the last thing you want to do is submit a set of lineups that make you uneasy, that make you kick yourself when they don't work out, that are maybe too high leveraged on like one or two players. And if that player gets hurt, or if that player does bad, it just like really bothers you. So, you know, find that sweet spot for you. For me, it was like probably 5. I was like, cool with that. For other people, it's going to be 7. For other people, you know, I've talked to really good players that don't use mini uniques at all, and they do other things, right? So there's a lot of different ways to go about it, and there is no right answer. The right answer is the way that matches your risk tolerance. But let's go back to 5 here, where I was comfortable. And then we kind of talk about this like right to left approach. So starting with mini uniques, jumping over to stack exposure, just kind of making sure nothing like stands out that looks like super weird. So something that would look super weird is like, say I had, you know, a lineup or a stack type that was a low pool exposure, just showing up as like my most used stack. You know, that would probably tell me like I've done something to cause it to do that. But in this case, you know, our most common stack types are the ones showing up most often in our pool, with some lower stack percentages coming in with like one or two lineups here. So I'm totally fine with what I'm seeing there. Jumping over to team stacks, getting a lot of Washington. I like to look at 5 stacks specifically, kind of for like this exact reason, right? If you look at all stacks here, you're going to be like, okay, I'm getting a lot of Washington, I'm getting a lot of Miami. Okay, interesting. But then when I go over to 5 stacks, my top 5 stacks are actually St. Louis and the Mets. And Washington is tied with the Mets, but Texas is also there as well. So like, I was not seeing St. Louis, the Mets, and Texas at the top, I was seeing Washington, Miami, and Texas in that order, right? So looking at all stacks can be like a little bit deceiving, and it looks like we prefer Washington more as a two stack than anything here. So that's why I think that these other columns are like really good, because you know, you're like, oh yeah, I'm rooting for Washington. Well, like you have a bunch of Washington two stacks. You're actually rooting for St. Louis, who you have a bunch of five stacks of. So important to note those discrepancies there. You know, I do like St. Louis as a five stack because they're our highest pool exposure five stack here. So all that seems good. Hop over to my pitchers. I like to come and look at pitchers. Okay, our favorite pitcher here is Michael Lorenzen. Just looking at leverage, right? We're very positive exposure to Lorenzen. We're very negative exposure on Ben Brown here. These leverages are like within my bands here. So I always like to be somewhere within like 2 to 3x a player's ownership projection. So 18% for Lorenzen. If I multiply that by three, that's like 54% here. And he's coming in at like 45%. So all that looks fine. Ben Brown is like a close, you know, you like he's 30% owned. I think that works in a negative direction as well. So maybe you want to increase his exposure to like 10% minimum exposure. I have him at five. I'm not going to change it. Seems good to me. Come over here and look at my batters. No batter owned more than 40%, which is Adolis Garcia, who has a pretty reasonable ownership projection. And then, you know, our top four players by ownership are all somewhere within 12 to 17% owned. So these 30 to 40% exposures look fine to me here. So not going to change anything. I'd be happy submitting these lineups here. Just click save to my contest. You know, when you have that entry file loaded up, click save, download, and then you'll be all set. So hope that helps you guys out as you guys build lineups this weekend for MLB. If you guys need anything, our team is always around 7 days a week to help you guys out. But appreciate you tuning in. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.